Damien O'Morris here with the sports news. Morning, Damien.
Gavin, the morning again. It's soccer to start, where Manchester United and Cardiff City have both qualified for the fourth round of the English FA Cup. Both won their third round replays last night. Juan Mata scored the only goal of the game. United beat Wolves 1-0 at Old Trafford. The victory, though, appears to have come at a cost, with Marcus Rashford forced off with an injury just 17 minutes after he had been introduced as a second-half substitute. The 22-year-old took a knock to his back following a coming together with the Republic of Ireland defender Matt Doherty. Rashford is United's top goal scorer in all competitions this season. His manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer hopes to have him fit for Sunday's Premier League game against Liverpool at Anfield. United will now travel to face either Tranmere or Watford in the fourth round. Those clubs meet in a replay this day week. Cardiff City and Carlisle United produced 7 goals in their game at Brunton Park, Cardiff winning 4-3. They now face Reading. Elsewhere, unions representing staff at the FAI are said to be optimistic of minimal job losses as part of a restructuring in Abbottstown. The unions met with the Minister for Sport, Shane Ross, yesterday. Certainly an understanding that there will be some pain involved. Staff representatives have been told that a plan is being put in place to secure jobs and to secure the future of the association. It's also widely reported this morning that a joint All-Ireland bid to bring the 2023 Under-21 European Championships to Ireland will be scrapped at a meeting between the FAI and the IFA later on this week. The Irish men's cricket team last night beat the T20 World Champions West Indies by 4 runs in the first of 3 T20 internationals between the countries. Having won the toss, Ireland chose to bat, making 208 for 7. Paul Sterling hit 95 off 47 balls. Kevin O'Brien made 48. In response, the Windies limited to 204 for 7 in their 20 overs. The West Indies are coached by the former Irish coach Phil Simmons. The Irish captain is Andrew Balburnie.
We're just over the moon. They're a serious side, that West Indies team, and you know we fought with them punch for punch, and yeah, to come out with a win is brilliant. I mean, batting first, and the two lads go out and have a day like that. I think that was as well as I've seen Paul Sterling hit the ball, and he was outstanding, and I've no doubt he'd be man the match. So look, those two have done it for us all year last year, and to continue that today is brilliant. We don't have better batters than them. We don't have better bowlers, but there's no reason why we can't be a better fielding team, and we work hard at training on our fielding and make sure that every time the ball's in the air, we're going to be there to catch it. And that's the way it went today. And if we're going to win games against these top teams, it's got to go like that. We'll have our shoulders puffed out a bit more now going into this second game. It's great to get a win, but it's a 3-match series, and it's no good if we go out and don't turn up for the second game, because I've no doubt that Simo will be in their change room, you know, throwing gloves against the wall. He'll be looking for blood next game, so we've got to be ready for that and look to back up today's performance.
The countries meet again on Saturday and Sunday. In golf, European Tour action is underway at the Abu Dhabi HSBC Championship. Defending champion Shane Lowry is in the clubhouse 2 under par after his opening round. Padraig Harrington is back on 3 over. He had 2 bogeys and a double bogey inside 4 holes. He's playing the last. The lead there is at 8 under par. In rugby, Jonathan Sexton has described being appointed as the Ireland captain as the biggest honour of his career. He was yesterday announced as Rory Best's successor for the upcoming Six Nations. Head coach Andy Farrell has named a 35-man squad for the championship. Leinster's Ronan Kelleher, Caelan Dorris and Max Deegan, along with Ulster's Billy Burns and Tom O'Toole, the 5 uncapped players selected. In Gaelic Games, Croke Park will host the finals of both the AIB All-Ireland Club Hurling and Football Championships this coming Sunday, a move away from St Patrick's Day, of course. The champions Ballyhale Shamrocks and Burra Salee meet in the hurling decider at 2 o'clock. Curraghfinn, who are the reigning holders, face Kilcoo in the football final at 4. Curraghfinn looking to write a new chapter in the game. No club has ever won 3 successive All-Ireland Club football titles. The club, though, well used to stringing together titles. They go into this final having won 5 of the last 6 Connacht Championships and 7 Galway titles in a row, and they're looking to build on, according to their inter-county star Liam Silk.
Look, massive achievement this day and age for the group of players, how they've evolved over those 7 years, old players going out and new younger players coming in, and it's just a credit to Curraghfinn and the underage, I suppose, that we're able to bring up true players like that. And I think the management team have done very well in bringing through 1 or 2 players each year from the underage and just giving them that exposure so that they're able to perform and able to integrate themselves into the team.
And no question, up against a formidable side, Kilcoo, the Down champions and first-time Ulster champions, with a lot of experience and a very astute manager in Mickey Morton.
Yeah, look, Mickey Morton has been here before. He was here in 2015 with Loch Neil. So look, he's dying for a club out of Ireland as well, and the players you have, you can just see how dedicated they are on the pitch. They're chasing down every ball and sprinting after every player. They're going to be a very hard team to beat. They're going to be up for it, and you just need to look through their team, see the quality of the players they have, They have a lot of county players and former county players. So look, it's not going to be easy and they're going to be really up for the game.
Is there added pressure that you're going to try and make history now, becoming the first club to win three in a row All-Ireland titles?
No, I don't. We're not talking about it. I think it's best to just focus on the game ahead and don't let that get into your psyche and try not to think about it. And that's what we've been doing. So we're just going to focus on the one game that we have ahead of us.
Liam Silk chatting to our correspondent Brian Carthy. Coverage of both those matches on Radio 1 on Sunday. Highlights on RTÉ2 television on Sunday evening. And sports news available throughout the day, as always, on the RTÉ News Now app and also on the RTÉ Sport website, Brian.